Hello everyone, Wilhelm Hast here with the podcast Winning the Game. I've been training leaders to be more productive and more at ease at work and outside of work for many decades. And I had the privilege to work with tens of thousands of leaders from many, many countries around the world. There are some topics that are not different depending on culture or background or position or age. And today's topic is one of them. As a human being, you have a mind, and your mind is either more busy or more quiet. When we get too busy-minded, we get distracted and lose focus, and we're less productive than when we are more quiet-minded. With busy-minded, I don't mean attentive and focused. I mean distracted, overthinking, overanalyzing, caught up in your own thinking. Quiet-minded is helpful because we get more focused. We make better choices. We have the sense of being connected to ourselves better, and we are more in our power. A lot of leaders I meet and work with get caught up in their job during the day. They get stressed, they get under pressure, and they wish they could feel differently. They notice when they come home, they still are distracted by thinking about work. Many of them actually bring their computer back out in the evening and try to get a bit of work done. You might not do that, but then you might notice that from time to time, you have more thinking going on in your head than you wish about work. And from time to time, you might feel under stress, you feel pressure, you wish you could have more space. People know that you could be at ease, feeling free, focused, in your power more of the time. But people often make this mistake. They try to push hard, force themselves to work longer hours or work more, hoping to catch up to find that inner peace of mind and sense of calm sometime in the future. Like the peace of mind and the calm would be an effect of having pushed through work. Or that the peace of mind and sense of calm is available through some external achievement. Oh, when I've completed this report, then I feel better. When this offer is written, then I feel better. Well-being doesn't work that way. Well-being is not a function about pushing, working through things, or ticking off many things on a list. Well-being works differently. If you notice your mind being busy, you can also notice that your mind can be more calm. Now, I've asked leaders from I don't know how many countries the following question. When your mind slows down a bit and you move from busy mind to quiet mind, that's most often helpful. But what gets present for you in life when your mind is so quiet you hardly think at all? When you're just very peaceful in your mind, what gets present then? And I want you to look with me right now as you listen to this or watch this video. When you get so still that you hardly think at all, what gets present? Doesn't matter which culture I've been working with or what position the leader have or if they are a man or a woman or what age they have, they say similar things. The responses I get when I ask people what gets present when you get really still and hardly have thoughts at all in your head, people say, I feel calm. People say, I feel content. People say, I feel thankful. And not all people say all the same words, but all people say some of these words. People say, I feel very peaceful. I feel connected to myself in a different way. I feel connected to other people differently when I'm in the space. Some people say, why? I get creative. I get so many new ideas when I'm not busy-minded or not even think much. Some people say, I trust. It's even beyond trust. I know that I'll be okay at some future point. People can be in a big crisis and have this experience, I know I'll get out of this as well. 3 months, 6 months, I don't know, but I'll be okay. People say, oh, that's when I get insights. Oh, I get new ideas, you know, I get insights. On occasion, people say, well, I just get tired and want to go to sleep, or I just get very bored. And then I respond, that's not what I'm looking for. That's residue of old stress that puts you to boredom or to tiredness. We look beyond that, beyond the tiredness or possible boredom, what gets present? And it's so interesting because I hear the same answers all the time. And you look for you, I would be surprised if you came up with something I never heard before. Waiting for you and waiting for me beyond our busy mind and even beyond a more quiet mind is a space. And that space is not empty. That space brings a presence of calm, peacefulness, connection, creativity, insight, trust, new perspectives, profound well-being, and more. You might get the feeling for this space even by us listening right now. Or if you see a video version of this by us watching the video, you might feel connected to something just by pointing you to this space. I feel connected to it now when I've spoken about it. I got a remembrance of it. It got more present for me. So your well-being and my well-being, peace, insightfulness, creativity, connection and trust is not outside of us. It's already installed in you. What happens, we lose touch with it when our mind gets overly busy. We lose touch with it when we get distracted. We get lose touch with it when too much stimuli or triggers our brain and we start to overreact to life. If you heard me say that between stimulus and your response is a space, this is the space. It's not just a little space where you can make better choices, as people hear it when I first start to speak about the space between stimulus and response. It's a deep and very profound experience of connecting to this space, because this is yourself. This is who you truly are beyond your busy mind, and your power and your capacity in this space is not just a little bit better than the power you have day by day. It's exponentially more powerful. Not to mention with a team of people, like a management team I do work with quite a bit. When a team of people gets present and connect to this, knowing that we are creative, we are insightful, the solution to the problem we face is just one insight away. And it doesn't matter who on the team has an insight, as long as we're a team. There's no prestige in this space. There's very little worry in this space, if any at all. And there is a lot of presence in that space. So just look through your day after having heard or watched this, and you'll notice that this space knocks on your door from time to time, so to speak. And the good news is that distraction and being busy-minded is actually an access point to this space. Because when you've caught yourself being distracted, if you just slow down a bit, all these wonderful life qualities we've been pointing to here is already with you. They are inside of you, so to speak. It's nothing to achieve, nothing to get to. It's something to fall back into. And I invite you to be curious and just notice. Slow down a bit, notice your busy mind, and see if you can recognize the qualities of this space. And from here, you'll know what to do more of the time. You'll trust yourself more of the time. You'll even have more fun more of the time. And for sure, your power and capacity and results will expand from this space. At wilhelmhaast.com, you find links to more content if you're interested. I release new podcast episodes most days of the week, so welcome back to Winning the Game podcast. Anytime you want to access more of your power and more of your capacity. So thanks for listening.